views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KWJZ 98.9 FM, Digital HD3 Seattle.
Turner, host of Talk With Your Animals, now on Thursdays at 1 p.m. I take your calls and talk with your animal companions about anything you'd like to know from them. You can also talk with your loved ones, both human and animals, on the other side. Tune in to Talk With Your Animals Thursdays at 1 with me, Joy Turner. Thanks for listening.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Afternoon, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, usually 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Today, of course, we were preempted by women's basketball, so we're here in an afternoon time slot today. You can tune us in on the radio, you can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio, and that means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world. So they've got internet access, and the best way to pick up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Live again, and that will bring up the instructions you need to stream the show. And it just reminded me, Sandy, I wonder, do you think, because I think they're 9 hours ahead, do you think Norma and crew in England are with us today?
No, I bet she's sleeping right now.
Do you think she's sleeping right now? I would imagine that she probably is.
I hope so.
And then she'd probably listen to the archives. But you never know.
Norma, it's like 1 a.m.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
So. Well, see how loyal she is.
Right.
Hey, Norma. Norma, are you awake? Are you there? If you're there, send us an email. See, which we'll catch her on the when she listens to the archives.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, even when we're late, Norma, we don't forget you.
That's
folks
right.
Over there.
That's absolutely right.
Yeah, so, and then, well, who's our gal in Devon that called about Mike's book the last time you were on? I'm forgetting her name.
Yeah, I don't remember her name either, but she was in the UK
also. Yeah, but I think she was in Devon.
Oh, that's right.
And Norma's in Essex.
Right.
Her group's in Essex, and this, yeah, so anyway, if you're with anybody's over there in England, well, anywhere, shoot us an email. Let us know where you're listening from. That would be fun. All right, let's see. You can, we have open phone lines, so if you would like to call in with an animal medical care question or something that you'd like Dr. Mike Saluski to address, we have open lines. Local number, 425-373-5527. If you're outside of our local calling range, toll-free number is 888-298-5569. You can shoot us an email to our live email address, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Something you want Dr. Mike to address, get it in quickly so we have time before the show is over. That would be the same with your phone calls. Call us now if you want us to get you on the air. Because you call at the last minute, we'll run out of time. And I, of course, have lots of stuff that I haven't gotten to yet that I want to talk to Dr. Mike about. Now, if you are submitting a current events item, please do so via email. You can do that from the Animal World website, www.marthanorwalk.com. There's a Contact Martha link that will send your email to me. And you can either use the link on the website or address your own email program to Martha Light, L-I-G-H-T, at AOL.com. And my contact information has changed because I'm back in Monroe, and I'm so delighted to be there. My new phone number is 360-217-7258, 360-217-7258. Now, if you want to reach, and I always do a free telephone evaluation, so if you or anyone you know has problems with their animal friends, behavior training issues, and you want to talk to me about it, do give me a call. Sandy's also available through her website, animalnature.com, animalnature.com, or you can call her at 206-200-6536. That's 206-200-6536. And you can get more of Gary tomorrow evening, Monday evening, Sports Tangle from 8 to 9 p.m. right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can catch Dr. Mike while at his book signing at Olson Tack next Sunday or at the Alternative Medicine and Rehabilitation Center at Pilchuck Veterinary Hospital in Snohomish.
That's right.
What's your phone number up there?
Phone number is 360-568-3112.
360-568-3112. And now, when
you said you're about 50-50 between horses out in the field and small animals in at the center. Mm-hmm. So give us an idea. What's the Alternative Medicine and Rehabilitation Center all about? What are you doing?
Well, basically, one of the things that we found was, one, we are running out of room in the main part of the hospital to see patients. And so when they did the last construction project, we built a separate center. And one of the reasons was so that we would have more room, but the other reason would be to sort of be able to have an atmosphere that was maybe not as intimidating to our patients, because we don't have a lot of the standard smells and sort of anxiety-producing noises and things like that that might occur over on the other side, for obvious reasons, within our clinic. So we've got a number of rooms for treating. We do, I personally do chiropractic and Chinese medicine, which is acupuncture and herbs, as well as dietary therapy. That's a big part of Chinese medicine.
That's a big part of Chinese medicine.
My associate, Dr. Neary, she does Chinese medicine, and she also does rehabilitation. She's a rehabilitation specialist. So not only a lot of on-the-ground rehabilitation therapies, but we do have an underwater treadmill that we use with a lot of our patients as well, too. Great for recovery from surgical procedures, building strength in older dogs, or even conditioning athletes. We mm-hmm. do that as well. We have a massage therapist that comes in and works once a week. She comes in, Janet Beebe, who's terrific. Mm-hmm. And Tamika Williams comes in and subs for her sometimes as well, too. Both are very talented. And one of the other equine doctors, Dr. Jennifer Miller, is certified in chiropractic work. And so she works on predominantly horses, but also on dogs as well.
So you actually got three vets now in the rehab center.
Yeah, well, last year we lost Dr. DeLue, one of my favorites. She's moved back to California.
Oh, did she? Okay, good. Now she came out and actually she was the one that euthanized Dan, my horse, for me, because we just couldn't work it out for you to be there.
Yeah, we miss her terribly. So.
Yeah, and he went. It happened so quickly that it had to be done
right
away.
Because there was no waiting.
Yeah, no waiting. Because he went down. It was winter. He went down in the pasture, couldn't get him up in the morning, and finally got him up and back to the barn. But he couldn't tolerate being confined, and we knew if he got way out in the pastures and couldn't get up, I mean, we'd be in big trouble to help him out there. So it had to happen. You know, immediately, and unfortunately, you couldn't be there. But she was wonderful.
She
was great, and she'd helped Dan, and you know, in a time or two before when you weren't available. So she's back in California.
Yeah, but she's closer to family that way, and she's doing good. We still talk on email and stuff.
Oh, that's good. That's good. So who's the new one you got?
Dr. Miller.
Dr. Miller.
Yep.
This is another lady.
Yes.
Okay.
Jennifer.
Jennifer. Okay. And so she's
surrounded by women.
Well, I know, and that I cannot understand why. Gary's smirking over there. Yeah, I see. He's just so cute, folks, you see, that everybody wants to be around Dr. Mike. And he's a nice guy, too. Unless, of course, he's being Philip Marshall. And then he's kind of dark. When he's doing barn politics. And we'll have to see what he comes up with. Are you writing the next book yet?
I have to break from that until probably the beginning of the year. Right now I'm doing the finishing touches on an herbal textbook that a colleague and I are writing together. And it has to go out for peer review. At the beginning of the year. So finishing that up and then be delving into the next one, yes.
So then you're going to put your murder hat back on.
That's absolutely right. My darkness.
Now, are you already getting, like, do you know where you're going?
Oh, it's outlined, and I've got a couple of chapters written.
Yes, right. So you're already there.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that'll be exciting. I have another one. All right, let's take care of our advertisers and sponsors here and stay on track, and then we'll come back and pick up Carlene and find out what's going on the cat with ringworm. Hopefully she'll get to the medical care question this time. And then I got a bunch of stuff. We've got open lines, 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Since 1978, Puget Sound area owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend, and Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. And as usual, they got everything but the kitchen sink on sale. You can now find out what's on sale by going to their website, jonesandcompanypets.com, and there's a link to that on the homepage of marthanorwalk.com, so you can go right to the site. But they've got Littermaid boxes on sale. They've got all kinds of food on sale. They got bird stuff and fish stuff and, let's see, Blue and Natural Choice, Eukanuba, Canidae, Aviderm, Merrick, Nature's Variety, Deli Fresh, Precise, Natura, Pure Vita. That's a lot. And it's always worth a trip to Jones & Company Pets. You'll find them on State Street in Marysville. Give them a call at 360-658-7817. That's 360-658-7817 at Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
Hi, this is Julie Forbes. Join me on Wednesday afternoons from 2 to 3 p.m. for the Dog Talk Show, an evolved perspective on life with dogs. Listen to discussions on dog-related topics and call in to voice your opinion or ask my opinion about your dog. We will talk about everything from dog behavior to pet food to dog training programs in prisons. The Dog Talk Show, an evolved perspective on life with dogs. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. Tune in Wednesdays from 2 to 3 p.m. on Alternative Talk 1150.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Learn animal massage close to home at the Northwest School of Animal Massage. Teaching pet owners and horse owners since 2001, the Northwest School of Animal Massage offers flexible online and hands-on the lives of your animals. To learn more about animal health and well-being, go to NWSAM.com and check Pet Shop Talk. And for more information about animal massage classes or Reiki classes, go to NWSAM.com or call 877-836-3703. That's 877-836-3703.
Robin Alexis has channeled a new energy portal called the Mary Magdalene Reiki Healing Energy Portal, and she's created the Robin Alexis Online Soul Spa. Visit her website, robinalexis.com, for details on how to get a free month subscription to her online soul spa. You can check out the soul spa on her website, robinalexis.com, by clicking on the large button on the right side of the website that says Reiki Healing Soul Spa. Click here to visit. This soul spa is like having a healing sanctuary anywhere you have a computer and can be used at work or while traveling. Your free subscription to Robin's online soul spa will include copies of Robin's two ebooks, a special rate for Robin's one-on-one phone sessions, access to the priority forum for subscribers only to read and post info, and a calendar for subscribers only to learn about Robin's special meditation events for subscribers only. Check out the free trial subscription to Robin's online soul spa at robinalexis.com today.
Some people know a good thing when they hear it. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're on the downside of this week's edition of Animal World already. We're here until 5 this afternoon. We were preempted by women's basketball this morning. And it's Vet Sunday with Dr. Mike Saluski from the Alternative Medicine and Rehabilitation Center, Pilchuck Veterinary Hospital. We're taking your calls, and we're kind of doing double duty right now, because you know, we got the sports guy here, and Mike's into football, too. And we got this big new flat-screen TV that Gary figured out how to work, finally. He's been 2 weeks without a TV. So guess what they're doing? They're watching the Seahawks.
You have my full attention, Martha.
Yeah, right. And, well, because, all right, Gary, and you're not allowed to say what's going on, but 18 seconds to go, they're playing San Francisco, and it's 17-17, so it's tied. They'll go into overtime unless they get the ball in within field goal range here. But he can't say anything, but he can play.
Who doesn't love that movie?
It's the best.
We haven't heard our squawking Seahawk for quite a while. You
no.
Got that one? What happened to the squawking Seahawk?
I don't know where he is.
Oh, you missed it. That was a really great pass. There we go. That was him.
Now,
do they still fly the hawk into the stadium? Do you know?
Yeah.
Do they still do that?
I don't know. I haven't seen that.
Well, yeah, because weren't they for a while? They had a hawk.
Oh, yeah.
They flew in when the team runs out of the dugout, sort of thing.
I'm pretty sure they still do that.
That's field goal range right there.
Yeah.
Well, anyway,
we're sort of taking a time out here and going to see what happens with the Seahawks here. But we're doing Vet Sunday. I think before we get to a phone, so here they're lining up again. And I guess they're trying to get closer.
Huh? And then at 4 seconds, they're going to call a timeout.
4 seconds, yeah. 5, 4, now.
Timeout.
Oh, 3, 2. What are they doing? 2 seconds.
They called it at 4.
They called it at 4, but it wound down to 2.
Yeah.
So now they take timeout. All right, so now we can talk about stuff, huh? All right, let's... I want to say one thing that I had occurred to me, because we were talking about my Scooty cat and given the herbs. Holy mackerel! Oh, now we got something. It's a murder of crows.
It is.
They're coming just for you, Dr. Mike.
That's amazing. That's awesome.
There are hundreds. This used to happen over in Laurel. They would come over in Laurelhurst and I'd call them swarming at dusk, and then they'd all go over to Foster Island. That hadn't been happening in my old neighborhood for a while. That's because they're all over here.
Yeah, it's beautiful in the sunset.
Isn't that fabulous? There's probably 1,000 crows out there. Wow. Wow, that's very neat. Well, see, I think that's just for you.
It must be.
Mr. Darkness. And you know, it is a murder of crows.
I know.
Mm-hmm. So they're saying, come on, let's have this book.
Hurry up.
Book. All right, so we're still on timeout. Oh, and look it. They put 4 seconds, they put 2 seconds back on the clock. Gary, you're right. How about
that? He's the sports guy.
I guess so. Well, anyway, I was going to tell you about Scooty. And because he has to be pilled now... he has got 2 pills a day. And, you know, Abyssinians, especially Ruddies, if they don't want you to do something, you can't do it.
Yeah, I think it's true of most cats.
But
donkeys.
Yeah, that could be. But Abbeys, especially the Ruddies, they're so genetically close to wild that if they let that wild cat out, and even me, Vet Tech of forever and, you know, great pillar, you can't. Because you just can't.
Sure.
But I discovered a really neat thing when we had to went on the Pleckner protocol. I'm not wild about it, but sometimes you got to weigh the alternatives. And these little pill pockets. So what happened?
Huh?
So what happened?
I was paying attention to you. I was not watching.
Well, Gary, what happened?
He made it and they won.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, woohoo! We made the field goal.
Yeah.
And how did I miss that?
You were talking, and I was listening.
Where's the replay?
It's just a field goal.
There's really not much to see.
Well, all right. So, all right, we're done. 20-17. Seahawks won. Field goal at the last minute, last second, last 4 seconds of the game. Gary is right. Okay, we can now continue with Vet Sunday. Okay, so anyway, I discovered pill pockets.
Mm-hmm.
Which are, they come in a bag, and they're soft, moist things. You stick the pill in, and the dog eats it, or the cat eats it. And although I don't care for the ingredients of the pill pockets, they have made life real easy for me and Scooty.
And they're not too big for Scooty.
Well, no, see, the thing is, I've learned also, I'm also very prudent and, conservative with money.
Mm-hmm.
So I found out that, I used to buy just the cat ones, and they're small, and the dog ones for the dogs, and they're big, but they're so pliable that you can break them up to any size you want.
Mm-hmm.
And Scooty decided he even liked the dog ones better than the cat ones. And there's medium dog ones and big dog ones. But price-wise, if you buy the bag of the big dog ones, you get like 3 or 4 times as much for the same price as you do for the smaller ones.
Mm-hmm.
So I buy the big dog ones and use them for both Annie, the dog, and the cat. But when they're fresh, Scooty likes them, so I can wrap his little pills up in the little pill bucket, and he'll gobble them down. But after the bag's been open for a while, they're still pliable, but he won't eat them because they don't smell so as sure. good anymore. But what I found out was if I try to pill him with anything, he would, you know, he would fight and I couldn't pill him. But if I wrap the pills in the pill pocket, even though he won't eat them, I can then pill him and he doesn't fight it because they don't taste bad.
Sure.
Okay. So it like, voila. Solved all the problems. He either gobbles them down, and if they're old enough they don't smell good, I can open his mouth and drop them down, but he doesn't fight it because they taste good. So just an FYI, you guys, the pill pockets do work. And I think it's a kind of a trade-off. It's such a minimal amount of stuff that you're giving them, because even when I was using the small ones, I didn't use a whole one. You just wrap the pill enough to cover it.
And, sure.
But anyway, it works real well. So let's go back to the phones and follow up with Carlene in Seattle. Good afternoon again, Carlene. You're live with Dr. Mike.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi, Carlene. Welcome back.
Hey, Mike. Thanks, Martha. I really appreciate this. I'm still here at Animal Talk Rescue and on Roosevelt near 65th. And Missy brings in all different kinds of cats, and a lot of them do have medical problems, and she does get general veterinary care for them, allopathic veterinary care. And the way she handles the ringworm problems that she deals with her foster family.
Yeah, ringworm being, it's not a worm, right,
right.
Dr. Mike?
It's a fungal infection.
Infection, correct?
That's right.
So a lot of times, I think in rescues, Carlene, they see it in kittens a lot?
Yes.
Is that what she's dealing with?
Yes. And she gets it from a variety of different issues that the animals bring in with them, and she makes sure that they're all, you know, that they're all clear and clean before she adopts them out. But handling the ringworm, she's found because she's dealing with so many animals that when her foster families have the animals, they use a standard protocol including bathing every day and program. And then when she
program is that program
medication?
Is a flea pill.
Yes.
So why do they use that?
I'm not sure.
And Dr. Mike, you're looking like you don't know. Are you sure about that?
That's what she said. She repeated it. I'm not sure why, but she.
Sandy, you have any idea why someone would use program the flea pill to treat ringworm? Oh, Sandy's saying she doesn't have a clue.
So anyway, go on, Holly.
So when they're in the, maybe that's part of the problem, because she said she doesn't get as good a success with the bathing, and she seems to have fairly good luck when they're in her shop, because she doesn't bathe them every day because of time constraints, but she keeps the ringworm cats in a room with full spectrum light, and the lighting seems to act as a healing.
So, what's your question, Carly?
Well, the question is that is this? Are there any further things that she can do, or is this a good solution?
And how would you treat ringworm?
Well,
and
you know,
the
thing about ringworm is it's an opportunistic fungus. Okay, so when you have young animals or debilitated animals or environmental conditions that make it easy for funguses to grow, then absolutely that all happens. So exposure to light. Absolutely. The funguses, just like we see, you know, around here with the cloudiness and the moisture, they like to grow in that type of condition. So getting into an environment where they're going to be clean, where they're going to be dry, where they're going that fungus is going to be exposed to strong light, full spectrum light, you know, excellent idea. Some of those stubborn cases, you can even use some topicals. And
oh, yeah, she uses topicals.
Great. And from a natural standpoint, you know, some people don't want to be using, you know, myconazole or the athlete's foot because, you know, animals groom themselves, and some people would be concerned that they might be getting a little bit too much of that, although it's not a huge concern. But anyway, from a natural medicine standpoint, or botanical standpoint, oregano oil. Very strong antifungal properties, and you can just, they usually will come in capsules or in free oil. And you
because humans take oregano oil, that's something
and
that,
it's terrific for yeast and fungus, and you could just apply it with a Q-tip right into the fungal area.
Really? And it doesn't have an irritant effect or anything on the skin?
If you have an animal with sensitive skin that gets a little irritated, you can certainly dilute the oil.
Okay.
You know, and
with like olive oil or something?
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
So you use this topically, not orally? Because I think a lot of humans take it orally.
You can do orally as well, too, but then again, you come into the issue with cats and getting it down them.
All right.
And it can sometimes even irritate the stomach if it's in strong form.
Okay.
But with funguses, especially if you have a whole body fungus going on, a lot of times, you know, you do need to go systemically or orally to get it throughout the whole body. If you're just having patches here and there that you can get onto just topically, then that's a wonderful way to do it.
Oh,
so it sounds like she's got a good protocol there. But that's like my only suggestion that I would add if she's got a stubborn case.
Great. That's good advice. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Carlene. It's good talking with you.
Good.
Thanks for calling, Carlene.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. All right, let's get Sandy on the microphone here because we have some shy callers today, and Sandy has a topic that a caller wants addressed, so she will ask the question.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And by the way, we still have crows. Not as many, but wow. That was amazing.
Am I there?
You're there.
Okay. So, Dr. Saluski, I had a caller call me. She has a 3-year-old mixed breed dog that she adopted from a shelter, and the dog had a full set of vaccinations.
Mm-hmm.
Including, at the shelter, huh?
At the shelter, including rabies.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
A couple months later, took the dog to her own vet for some small problem, and her husband took the dog, and the husband didn't know whether the dog had been vaccinated or not, so they just went ahead and they revaccinated the dog. So within a 3-month period.
For everything. Yeah, okay.
Now the dog has all of a sudden started with this extreme aggression. She said that there's no precursor to it. And she said most of the time he's just really sweet. He's going after the other dogs. It's not a territorial thing. She actually had a behaviorist come to the house. She's been working with this problem. She called her vet.
It wasn't you or me, right?
It wasn't the two of us. Correct.
Okay.
She called her vet, and the vet has now diagnosed the dog with a severe case of rabies miasm, mirroring rabies,
sure.
For folks that don't know that.
And Sandy, how would you describe that, a rabies miasm?
A miasm is anything that mirrors. The dog is mirroring the symptoms of rabies.
So you get the vaccine, you don't actually get the disease,
no,
but they
don't
get
have the
signs or the symptoms
the
of the disease.
Okay.
Sure.
Correct.
Sure.
And so now, her vet is doing some homeopathy on the dog, but she's real confused. She said she didn't want to talk because she really felt like she didn't know what to say.
Sure.
And I said, well, you know, I only can give the information that you're giving me. He may have questions, but she just didn't want to talk on the radio. But she said that she's really confused about what this is and what this means for long term and what you think about the, you know, vaccination. Should she vaccinate more or again in 3 years? Or what should... She's at a loss at this point. From what I got from her was... And if you're listening, I'm sure you are, call me if I'm not getting this across right. She's at a loss of what to do now and where to go and what to do for the future.
Well, no, that's a good point. And I guess what I would say is that it's probably not solely from the rabies, but rather from the whole vaccine onslaught. Because I've seen this in animals without, rabies being even involved in the protocol.
Oh, you've seen the aggression type stuff come after vaccinating for other diseases, not just rabies.
Right.
Wow.
And so I think if I explain it in the way, again, that it would be looked at in Chinese medicine, because we'll see many different syndromes that can come up from this. If we were to look at a vaccine as an herb having a specific type of energy mm-hmm. in it. We would look at it like we would look at anti-inflammatory drugs or antibiotics as having a cooling property because they get rid of heat or inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, chemotherapy is more you're adding a heat toxin to the body. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, well, that's what you're doing in a vaccine situation. Okay,
mm-hmm.
is you're adding a heat
adding
toxin.
A heat.
Okay?
Okay,
now that can have a great deal of benefit, right? I mean, vaccines have saved millions and millions of lives, you know, throughout history. Over vaccination, though, it can create some of these problems. So what we see, and I've seen, like I said, a number of patients. One I think I may have talked about a couple of years ago on the show, even was a dog that got way over vaccinated and developed a masseter muscle myositis. That's a fancy way of saying that it was really painful opening his mouth because the immune system was attacking the muscles of his jaw.
Oh, wow. Okay? Mm-hmm.
And the only thing we did was use herbs to counteract this heat toxin that has gotten into the body. Because what it does is it goes in there, this heat toxin, and it screws up the natural balance in the body.
Mm.
In this particular dog's case, it settled in the meridians, the energy channels around the head and in the muscles of the jaw, caused what we call a blood stagnation in Chinese medicine and caused a severe, sharp pain. So we had to clear that up. In this particular case...
Well, in that case you're talking about, mm-hmm. you gave herbs?
Yes. Yes.
That to counter the heat.
To counter the heat and the stagnation.
And the stagnation. So did that actually move it out? And so it didn't have to be on the herbs forever.
Right. And in fact, and this dog, the owners of this dog have been told that it was in an autoimmune disease and that it was the dog would have to be on prednisone for the rest of its life. And
wow.
we had it off prednisone in a month.
Excellent.
And it's
wow.
not on even herbs at this point, and the dog looks normal, acts normal. So there definitely are a lot of, you know, issues that can be caused by this. So in the case of a behavioral thing, we had the same type of inciting problem. We had this overabundance, overdose, if you will, of a heat toxin,
mm-hmm.
I would
mm-hmm.
assume from the description, getting into the body, and what's happened is it's created an imbalance in the body. Most likely, rather than having the stagnation occurring within the meridians on the outside of the body and causing pain, or getting caught in the skin and causing skin reaction, allergies, which we'll see also, or getting caught in the bowels and causing diarrhea, which we'll see in these cases also. It's been caused probably stagnation in the liver is how the Chinese look at it. As an organ, Chinese organs are said to not only have properties of function within the body, digestion or filtering or whatever,
mm-hmm.
But also to be in control of the emotional state as well. Now, the liver is responsible for smoothing the flow of qi throughout the body. It's responsible for controlling the emotions. And the emotion that is most associated with liver stagnation is anger.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So, I mean, even in ourselves, we call somebody that has a really nasty disposition bilious, right?
And,
they're full of bile, right, in the liver. So it's a similar type of thing. So the way I would approach this case based on the history. Now, obviously, you'd have to do a physical exam and find out what's going on. But
by the way, aren't there, when you examine a patient mm-hmm. like this, you can do things, can't you, to know whether they have too much heat or
not
and all that kind of stuff?
In the Chinese exam, we're not only looking at the symptoms, we're physically examining the animal.
Why don't you talk
palpating.
A little bit about that? How do you figure that out? What do you do?
Well, the exam in Chinese medicine is considered of a couple of different things. Looking, okay,
mm-hmm.
so we're looking at the way the animal's behaving, the way the coat looks, the way the eyes look, the way the different tissues mm-hmm. in the body look, especially the tongue in Chinese medicine. So we're looking at the animal. We're listening to the animal. So if there's any abnormal sounds, sometimes say they've got a hoarse bark, or they're sneezing a lot, or they're whining or whimpering, or have a lot of gas, or that type of thing. So we're looking, and we're touching, we're palpating.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking for areas of pain, areas of heat, you know, areas of coolness, that type of thing. We're checking the pulse, which is an important part of Chinese diagnosis. And all of that helps us determine the pattern of imbalance. And then the other mm-hmm. part of the exam is asking history, taking what we just discussed here.
Mm-hmm.
So by going through all of these things and looking at them, we try to see what pattern is emerging from the patient. So right now, from the history, I'm thinking, well, there's probably a liver stagnation.
Well, if the physical exam goes counter to that, you know, maybe we would be looking somewhere else as to why this. Maybe the animal is having behavior issues because there is pain somewhere else that's causing. Just like ourselves, you're, you know, grumpy and aggressive because you don't feel good somewhere else. So we would be using the physical exam to fine-tune our diagnosis and to figure out where to go from there. And then most likely you would use herbs then to restore a normal pattern, to change the imbalance. That might involve getting rid of heat, like in that case I talked about, or it might involve moving liver qi in the case of an emotional disturbance. It might involve directing qi somewhere or blood where it's needed in order to balance out the body. So we get the diagnosis and then modify an herbal formula to correct that imbalance in the body. Now, as far as in the future and vaccines go, I am not super dogmatic about, you know, vaccines. Some people are very anti-vaccine. I'm not. I think vaccines are good if they're used properly. I do think we run into a problem in this country with over-vaccination, and I think that you have to be strategic about it. So, for instance, when you've got a young animal, I think sometimes puppies and kittens and babies are vaccinated too young before their own immune system has a chance to respond to the vaccines. So we give this, you know, 3, 4, five, in some cases, series of vaccines in a young animal, so we don't, you know, miss out. Whereas if you just waited and gave the vaccines maybe when they were a little bit older, and as long as you're not in a highly susceptible situation where there's a lot of disease around you, that's probably not a bad idea. Maybe give a shot and then a booster, and then you're probably good. Maybe not giving all the vaccines at one visit. Now, as a pet owner, that might mean you spend a little bit more for veterinary visits. But then again, on the flip side of that, you give the body a chance to respond one vaccine at a time instead of everything at once and creating this overt reaction. So that's already happened in this dog, most likely. So now we're looking at, in the future, what are we going to do? You try to correct the imbalance. There's still protection from the disease they're vaccinated against. Now what do you do? Well, you could certainly, instead of vaccinating in 3 years or 5 years, do titers.
Right.
Check titers. See if there's even a need to vaccinate.
And that's a blood test to tell you whether or not there's the animal antibodies. Already has an immunity.
Right, right. And there are now we're getting to have good studies done knowing what's a protective titer for all these various vaccines. So you can check that out and see if it's time. Now, if they're getting low, again, it'd probably be more like 4 or 5 years down the road, then you may want to vaccinate, but maybe, again, instead of giving them all in one visit,
Vaccinate for one disease at a time.
Yeah, give one, maybe wait 6 months, do the other. The only issue that you do run into with rabies in particular, you know, is the public health issues.
And the legality.
So I think that you could make a good argument, and you'd have to check with your own local, you know, district. But if you have a dog that's due for his 3-year rabies, and you go and you get titers showing that you've got protection, I would think that you could probably talk to whoever's in charge to try to get an exception and to have that would be proof. A friend of mine dealt with this situation down at her practice in California, and she had a client that dog reacted very strongly to vaccination and didn't want to vaccinate. The county was telling her, you know, you've got to have your dog vaccinated. They're very strict vaccine requirements in this county. And she said, well, I'll get a titer. They said, we won't accept that. My friend, who had been in the National Guard and in the Army as a veterinarian, that is the standard by which the government goes. So when some of these Army dogs are going to a different country, they don't vaccinate to show that the dog is protected.
They titer.
In some of these countries they're going to, rabies is endemic. It's a big problem. You don't need to know that your dog got a shot. You need to know that your dog is protected.
Right.
And so I think that you can make a very good argument that we know how bureaucracies work, but that's the way I would be approaching it, you know, is that you've got a few years now to get this problem corrected and to figure out what you want to do. But titers are going to be the way to go, I think, at this animal.
Yeah, now, it seems to me like with the person that called that the animal and it's apparently was over vaccinated in a short period of time for lots of stuff and has a miasm type situation going on, and she, I think, told Sandy it's on homeopathic medication, and that's the only treatment that I've heard for this miasm stuff. But I've also seen a lot of cases that it didn't do anything, it didn't help, and if
if it were my animal and this had happened, I'd be going to Dr. Mike. Because I think your method, the Chinese medicine, and the way you're able to test the animal and know exactly where it's affecting them and how it's affecting them, and you can specifically target, because it sounds like you don't have a standard protocol for vaccine miasm, this is what I do. You, and I imagine you maybe don't have a standard protocol for a lot of things. You deal with the individual
right.
and what's going on with that individual, and you take the time in your exam to find out.
Right. That's exactly what we do, is you find the individual pattern. And you may have two or three animals that have the same Western medical diagnosis, hip dysplasia, let's take example, or inflammatory bowel disease.
Mm-hmm.
And all three of them may be on a different combination of herbs because of how their pattern is expressing itself. Because everybody's different. You have your own separate constitution. You have your own susceptibilities and your own weaknesses. And so we try to strengthen your weaknesses and get rid of the strong imbalances that may have come into your body from the outside.
See, I think that this may be a reason why in all the years that Dr. Al has been doing, you know, the Pleckner syndrome and the protocol, and he's worked some really wonderful people that have not been able to come up with any other way to treat it, as I said. I think maybe the reason is they haven't found someone like you. Haven't worked with someone like you that you don't have a standard protocol. You evaluate each animal individually and treat according to what's going on with that individual. I just think somewhere in the future there's got to be a way for us all to work together, and because I think you have the wherewithal and the tools to be able to figure out how to balance this syndrome without the drugs,
or maybe
a combination, or maybe drugs for a while and get them off and all that kind of stuff.
As long as you're heading in the right direction, I mean, that's certainly the way to go. And I, you know, as far as the homeopathic remedies go, something to consider. Again, I'm not a homeopath, so I'm maybe speaking out of turn here, but if the remedy is being geared toward the rabies vaccine, you know, perhaps
might have not been it.
Right, perhaps it was the distemper or the lepto, and maybe there is a different remedy that would be more specific to those vaccines that they could even try. I don't know, but that would be another way of looking at it.
All right, we're going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors for the last time today's show, and then we'll come back with some more questions. I want to finish up on the vaccine thing, and then I got one more thing I want to pass by you before we run out of time.
Sure.
So stay with us. Animal World continues. Vet Sunday. Dr. Mike Saluski, right here on and by golly, it's almost dark on Alternative Talk AM 1150. Hey, since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend. And Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. Now, it's always worth a trip to Jones & Company. You find them on State Street in Marysville because they generally have everything but the kitchen sink on sale. And you can find out all the sales items by going to the Jones & Company website. There's a link on MarthaNorwalk.com on the homepage. And when you're there, be sure you sign up for the preferred customer club. Get your card. It keeps track of what you purchase. You get discounts along the way and free food. So check them out, Jones & Company Pets. You can give them a call at 360-658-7817. That's 360-658-7817. At Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
Call Common Specialist and Metaphysical Mother Robin Alexis for your free on-air readings at her new time on Wednesdays at noon. Psychic medium Robin Alexis hopes countless people to live fuller and more conscious lives on Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis. Call Wednesdays at noon for your free on-air readings. Hear rebroadcasts of Mystic Radio on Thursdays at 8 p.m. and Sundays at noon here on Alternative Talk 1150. And check Robin's new Reiki Healing Energy Portal at robinalexis.com.
What is the Canada way? pet foods that deliver superior quality in every bag and can, with no corn, wheat, soy, grain fractions, fillers, or byproducts, and naturally preserved. Cataday's All Life Stages grain-free formula provides 80% meat protein with human-grade chicken, turkey, lamb, and fish, 20% vegetables and fruit, and 0 grains for wholesome nutrition and increased energy levels. Superior palatability, digestibility, and nutritional benefits. Discover why dogs love Cataday. Available at a pet food retailer near you. Go to Cataday.com for more information.
Following the herd is fine until they lead you off a cliff. Think for yourself. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Martha Norwalk, and we're winding down our late edition of Animal World this week, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, next week, no exception, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150, tail end of a Vet Sunday with Dr. Mike Saluski. He is from the Alternative Medicine and Rehabilitation Center at Pilchuck Veterinary Hospital in Snohomish. He also houses the dark side, Peter Marshall. Philip Marshall, excuse me. I don't know why I got Peter. I don't know. Philip Marshall, the author of Barn Politics, The Murker Mystery. And you can find him next Sunday afternoon, 12 to 3, at Olson's Tack Shop in Bellevue. So listen to the show. Go to Olson's. Be first in line. Get an autographed copy of his murder mystery for someone you know this holiday season. Could even be yourself, huh?
Yeah, could be. And I do have a Facebook page for Barn Politics, too.
Oh, okay.
So just, if you just
search, how do you do
that? If you search on Facebook for Barn Politics,
oh,
it'll come
it
up. Yep, and you can become a fan, and there's events, current events listed on there, too.
Oh, cool. I don't do that sort of stuff, but...
You don't have a Facebook page?
No.
You're old school.
I very old school. Hey, honey, you want to know how old school? My computer is at least 15 years old. I still run on Windows 98 at AOL 6.0, but that is one of the things on my list. As soon as I get unpacked and organized, I am doing a whole new computer system.
All right.
But I'm going to switch from PC to Mac.
Oh, that's the way to go.
Yeah, you think so?
I love
you like Mac.
Mac?
Yeah, I'm going to switch.
Never go back.
But I'm going to have to go to school. So,
it's easy. It's so intuitive. It's crazy.
Okay, well, that's what I'm going to do, but I haven't done it yet, so I'm still in old school. And then maybe I'll have, then I won't have an excuse. I might have to do all that stuff. But you know what? And I just have trouble with, you know, those little, well, you've got one of those. That's your phone thingy?
Yeah. Yeah, my iPhone, yeah.
I have trouble with people that have got their, well, they're on their iPhones all the time. Like, and that just drives me nuts.
Well,
I don't want
to have to do that.
I don't want to, yeah, I don't want to. I don't want to be one of those people. I want to be here real life. So anyway, speaking of real life, I want to know, you said you're not... totally opposed to vaccines, and I think you've lightened up a little bit over the years. Because
I don't think so.
Well, I was remembering. So, if you had getting new animals now, young mm-hmm. puppies, young kittens, yep. would you vaccinate?
I would. I'd give them their first series. Yeah, you bet.
Okay.
But then after that, it'd probably be five or six. Or I didn't vaccinate my last dog for the last 8 years of his life.
Yeah, none of my animals have been vaccinated since they were kittens or puppies. And concern, of course, is over-vaccination mm-hmm. as opposed to bad. But I remember back when, it was just after, I think, your first baby was on board. And I think, if I remember correctly, you were elected not to vaccinate.
No.
A human baby.
No, what did you do? It's kind of what I was talking. We did strategic vaccinations. Well, I talked to my pediatrician, and mm-hmm. the standard protocol is to give the hepatitis B vaccine the day they're born.
Holy moly.
Right. And I looked at him, I said, because in dogs especially, and in horses, you're born with an immune system that you get from your mother, either from milk or from the placenta. And vaccines don't take because you've got this immune system in there. That has to fade, and mm-hmm. then you can respond with your own juvenile immune system. So I said, well, do they even respond? You know, and he's like, well, they don't really have a very good response. So I'm like, why are you doing it, you know? Anyway, so what we decided with our kids is we didn't do every vaccine that they wanted us to get, but we mm-hmm. chose the one that we felt were the most important. Even polio, because even though there hasn't been a natural case of polio mm-hmm. in this country in years, you know, there's a lot of immigration going on. There's a lot of, you know, my kids are at the barns, and so you just never know. And so we chose which ones we were going to get. We didn't do the Hep. We didn't do chicken pox. We didn't do the, what's the one for the bacterial meningitis? Again, bacterial vaccine, not a real good one.
So you picked and chose.
We picked and chose, and we waited till they were older than the recommended dates, too, just like I was talking about with the puppies. So we did that, and then last year, my kids now are, well, Daniel turns 11 next Saturday, and Colin in February turns 9. So we just last year, we did the chickenpox vaccine because they hadn't gotten it naturally. And, you know, the older you get, the tougher time you have with it. And that vaccine has now been out for 10 years. And again, as they've all been separated. They weren't all given at the same time. So that's been my opinion, and that's how we handle it even with our own kids.
So if you had a puppy or kitten today, what age would you start vaccinating?
I'm probably going to get in trouble for this, but I would...
That's okay. I get in trouble all the time.
Probably the soonest I do would be 4 months.
Oh, 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, okay.
That would probably be the soonest. Again, if I was in a kennel situation...
High exposure,
I'd probably scooch it back a little bit, but yeah.
Okay, 4 months, and then you'd vaccinate one disease at a time rather than the whole package.
I'd probably, you know, go one vaccine, maybe go 2 weeks, do a vaccine, then a couple weeks after that, do the booster for the first set, and then, you know, kind of like that.
All
and
right.
then wait to do rabies until probably 6 to 8 months.
Okay. Gosh, unfortunately, I think, well, now, Gary, which clock, this clock or that clock, is accurate?
My clock is the most accurate.
Well, I can't see. Can I see your clock?
It's 4:56:14. Do you want me to do a countdown the rest of the way?
Well, that'll be fun. Okay, so that one's slow and this one's fast.
About a minute.
Yeah.
Okay, well, so the bottom line is I had one other subject I wanted to discuss with you, but we don't have time to do it. Since it's going to be a Sandy and Santa Martha Sunday next week, we can discuss this. It has to do with cat litter. I will ask you when we're done and get your opinion on this so I can share it next week and we'll go into more detail. And at any rate, I want to say thank you so much for adjusting your schedule, being here this afternoon. And
I know I'm no Dr. Al, but, you know.
Well, you know, but you are fabulous, and there's a reason why you're here, because I love you, and I love your work and what you're doing, and I think that, well, because what I'm thinking, here's what I'm thinking, is that I'm going to be starting a new animal crew, because all my, you know, I'm down to two cats and one dog, and they're all elderly now, and so I'm going to be starting whole new animals, so I'm going to be regrouping with you about what I do vaccine-wise and all of this. If I have my young animals, if I happen to choose one that's got the Pluckner syndrome, I think I'm hoping that I'm going to have the money to be able to do this so that we can test, know what they're there, we can see what you're doing, if we can balance, stabilize it without the drawings. Anyway, I see some neat stuff going on that we'll be able to work with, and I think it'll be fun to have you on a more regular basis so that we have more area we can talk about and all these alternatives, because I think you are just way ahead of the game in a lot of ways in what you're doing in your practice and the alternative medicine and rehabilitation center at Pilchuck Veterinary Hospital in Snohomish. And let's see. Next week, we will back in our regular time slot, 9 to noon, and we will celebrate Hanukkah with the Jingle Cats. It will be Sandy and Martha Sunday, so we'll talk about the holidays and our animal friends and whatever features we come up with, and we hope that you'll call in and share your stories, and we're just going to have fun next week. So, woohoo, celebrate the holidays. How about that? So how much time do I have, Gary?
It's 4:58, 22, 24.
Okay, so I have a little bit. So, Mike, thanks for being here. Really appreciate it. So, once again, we have time to let people know that next Sunday afternoon you will be at Olson Tack Shop in Bellevue.
Mm-hmm.
What was you remember the address?
The address? No, I don't have the address, but it's in Bellevue. I know that. And they, at olsonstack.com.
Olsonstack.com.
The information, because they're having a big sale there, too. So I'm going to be part of that and signing books.
And 12 to 3 next Sunday, so you can listen to Animal World, go to Olson's, get a signed copy for all the people on your gift list.
1 minute. 1 minute.
Excellent. Excellent. So I guess to Sandy, thank you. And I look forward to next week, Sandy and Martha. So get all your questions ready and join us. Gary, thank you. You're on tomorrow night, 8 to 9 p.m., Sports Tangle, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, he said so. All right, so is it time for me to get out of here?
Sure.
close?
Now would be probably be a good time.
For an as always?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, everybody.